Zok the Mishnah Baita Masechtes Brachas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey. You're going to hear Kiddush. Let's say you make a Bar Priya Gafen on the wine. Then you wash. You make Hamalitzi. And then there's fish. Are you going to make a Shehakel on that fish? No. Then they're going to bring in soup. You going to make a Shehakel on the soup? Then they're going to bring in the chicken. Are you going to make a Shehakel on the chicken? And the answer is no. Because once you made the Bracha on the bread, you don't have to make separate brachas for the different types of food that we eat during the Suda. The bread is the main part of the Suda, and the other foods are a tuffle to it. The word tuffle means secondary. So is that true for everything that we eat or drink during the Suda? No. If you're going to drink wine during the Suda, and you didn't make a Bar Priya Gafen before the Suda, then you're going to have to make a bracha on that wine, because it has its own chashivas. If you made the Bar Priya Gafen before the Suda, you don't have to make it during the Suda. In the times of the Mishnah, there was like a shtickel break between the end of the Suda and benching. At the end of the Suda, officially, whatever we eat with bread is over. Then they may bring in some other food that has no shaychus to the bread or some wine. And then they're going to bench. Zakta Mishnah, Berech Aliyayin Shalifnei Hamazen. Let's say I made a Bar Priya Gafen on the wine before you started eating the bread. Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, we do that. Potter is a Yayin Shalachar Amazon. He does not have to make a bracha. Never mind, he doesn't have to make a bracha on the wine during the meal, but even after they finish eating bread, as long as it's before benching, you don't have to make a bracha. Because when he made the Bar Priya Gafen before the Suda, he knew that sometimes they drink wine then. So he had in mind that the Bar Priya Gafen should cover that wine that they drink after the bread part of the meal before benching. And once you bench, that's like a mechitza. It doesn't make a difference. Afterwards, you have to make a bracha. The chiddush of the Mishnah is this part of the meal that's no longer connected to the bread before benching. The wine before patters the wine afterwards. The Batanura says this is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov because that's when you have in mind that you're going to still be drinking alachayim, we were drinking wine during the Suda. But if you made a Bar Priya Gafen Stamaza, even if it wasn't Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you had in mind it should cover the whole Suda, it does, even after the bread part of the Suda, as long as it's before benching. Now, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Berech ala parperes, if you made a bracha on the parperes, shalifnei amazon, before the bread, pateres a parperes, it patters the parperes, shalachar amazon, which you would eat again after the bread part of the meal, before benching. Okay, so what's parperes? In this part of the Mishnah, parperes means anything that comes along with the bread, that you eat with the bread. The meat, the eggs, the fish, it's all called parperes. Sometimes they would have what's called a farshbeize. They would eat a little bit of meat before even you washed, and the purpose was it would like get your appetite in the mood to eat. And then sometimes after they finished the bread part of the meal, they would bring in more parperes. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that if you made a bracha on the parperes before the mazon, that patters the parperes after the mazon. Just like if you made a bracha on the wine before the mazon, it patters the wine that's after the mazon, as long as it's before benching. Once again, achar mazon means after the bread part of the meal, before benching. Now the Mishnah tells us as follows. Beirach ala pas, if someone made a bracha on bread at the beginning of the Suda, pateres a parperes, that covers the parperes. Whatever you eat during the meal doesn't require its own bracha, even if you're not eating it together with bread. Wait, if I'm not eating the fish with the bread, maybe I should make a separate bracha on the fish. And the answer is, there's a rule. When you make a bracha on the main thing, the secondary thing is included. So the main thing is the bread. The parperes, like the fish, the eggs, and the meat, even if you're eating it without bread, it's still secondary to the bread itself, and you don't have to make a separate bracha on it. But, ala parperes, if you made a bracha on the parperes, loy pater es lapas, you still have to make the hamoitzi. While the parperes is considered secondary, it's considered tuffle to the bread, it's not the other way around. The bread is not considered tuffle to the parperes. Beishamay yom, the Beishamay say, not only with the parperes, not pater the bread. If you made a bracha on the papyrus, you still have to make a bracha on the bread. But afloi maisa kadeira. Let's say you had maisa kadeira. Maisa kadeira means something that was made in a pot. But it means a kind of a cereal, a porridge, like a dish of cooked grain. Sakta Beishamai, the parperes, not only won't patter the pass if you made a bracha on the parperes. You still have to make a moitzi. But if you made a bracha on the parperes, you would still have to make a bracha on this cereal. So we learned the Mishnah according to the first pshat in the Batanur that parperes means the things you eat together with the bread, the fish, the eggs, the meat. In a second pshat, parperes in our Mishnah means something else. It means when you take bread and you kind of cook it in such a way that it doesn't look like bread anymore. So the din is you make a bari mina mezainis on that. Says the Batanura, at least the last part of the Mishnah is much more easily understandable with this. Because now it's a chiddush that even if you made a bracha on this parperes, which is kind of breadish, it really is bread and we just don't make a hamoitzi on it. It doesn't look like bread. So it's a chiddush, but if you're eating bread afterwards, you'll have to make a hamoitzi. Because I would have thought, being that seif kol seif, it is a kind of bread that's cooked, they should pat to the bread. So the Mishnah has to tell me, no. This is mezainis bread. It's cooked. You're eating regular bread, you have to make a hamoitzi afterwards. But according to the first Tana, when you make a bracha on this cooked bread, which is mezainis, you don't have to make a bracha on maisa kedera, on cereal. The Beshamai say, just like if you made a bracha on this cooked bread, you still have to make a hamoitzi on regular bread, then you should know making a bracha on the cooked bread won't patter the maisa kedera either. But the halach is not like the Beis Shammai. Let's try to wrap up what we learned in the Mishnah. There are many simonim and Shulchan Aruch to understand what you make a bracha on during the Suda or not, but let's just wrap up the basic halachas we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, if you made a bracha on wine before the Suda and your kavanah was to drink wine during the Suda, you don't have to make another bracha on the wine. Otherwise, you do have to make a bracha on wine during the Suda. All food that you eat during the Suda, which is like something that's eaten as part of a Suda, like the basar and the dagim, they're included in the hamoitzi. You don't need a separate bracha for them. In the times of the Mishnah, the Suda came to an end. Officially, anything you eat with bread came to an end. And then sometimes they brought in some different types of food before benching. That's called la'achar hamazon. So the wine that you made a bracha on before the mazon will cover the wine during this part of the Suda. The parperes you made a bracha on will cover the parperes during this part of the Suda. Stamazai, the bracha on the pass covers the parperes, the bracha on the parperes will not cover the pass. We had another pshat in the Batanur that parperes means a kind of cooked bread, which makes the second part of the Mishnah more easy to understand. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that if you eat this cooked bread called parperes, which you make a mezainis on, even though it's really bread, you still have to make a regular hamoitzi if you eat regular bread afterwards. But according to the Tanakam, if you ate this maisa kedera kind of cereal, you wouldn't have to. According to the Beis Shammai, making a bracha even on this cooked bread is not going to pat to you, never mind if you're going to eat bread afterwards, but even if you'll eat maisa kedera, you have to make a bracha on that as well.